Fed can just print more money out of thin air, but the government's always going to be in debt to the Fed. Oh.
Everybody has questions that aren't being answered.
What's going on, everybody? Got the Dangerous World and the Conspiracy Castle Swapcast. Brought Alex Stein on. This is going to be a fun one, man. I saw your guys' conversation the other day.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, it seemed like almost like a like Alex was kind of counseling you a little bit.
No, he needs to tell me how my military service fucked me up. Because I kill all those people, you know what I mean?
I'm just kidding. Brandon is a murderer. He's killed thousands.
Dangerous
and thousands of people,
yeah.
Alex. Dude, you're always looking nice.
I know. Yes, Brandon's not a killer. I came in hot. I'll be honest with you. That podcast was not a trap by you. Was Chaney and I are really good friends. And Chaney, who was, it was her podcast, The Idiocalypse. She's really dialed in. She went down to the Capitol and she, you know, is like really, really emotionally involved in what she thinks was the fraudulent election, which I tend to agree with her on that. And yeah. So I think she thinks, because I think Hugh is stupid, that I was there gloating because like they were saying that we were the inauguration wasn't going to happen and that 10 days of darkness was supposed to happen. And none of that happened. You see what I'm saying? So I think that when I first got on there, it had nothing to do with you, Brandon. I was just kind of in a bad mood because of not even. Do you remember, Brandon, before the show even started, Chaney was pretty mad when she was trying to get the thing up. Do you remember that?
I do, man. I wish the listeners had the context, because if I at all give the vibe of Alex Stein is a complete asshole, that's absolutely not what I think. He is 99 all the time at the grind. Other rhymes. It was fun as hell, man. I mean, this is what, and it kind of comes off weird, but this is what I'm here for. I sometimes call myself a punching bag, but I do think I'm a good bumper for these kinds of ideas. And I'm so happy to have you on, man. I'm so gracious, because you are wearing this power tie. I really, really need that kind of positivity in my life. The only thing I know about high vibrations are, you know, when I set my vibrator on high. Past that, I need a lot of help. So thank you for being here, Alex.
Slow down, Brandon. Do you really not know anything about vibrations? Do you understand the idea of low vibrations and high vibrations? Do you understand that real quick? Because I'll give you a real lesson.
If you think that
you
have
understand though, right?
I think that I do have a good understanding of it, and I would love to talk about that at some time. I did bring you on today specifically because you are a great talker. You got some great streams here, but you and my cousin, after listening to a few of your podcasts, came to the conspiracy theory world not unlike myself, but I think a little bit more specifically from 9/11. We're coming up on 20 years since it's happened. And man, history is seen in 2020 hindsight. Is there anything? So we're going to talk about the inauguration. We're going to talk a little bit about how we all go about getting our information these days with the shit show that is social media, all the others. Mm. But what about anything of these recent things that have happened that specifically relate to 9/11? Maybe the way that agencies move, the way that how sneaky they can be. When you look back at 9/11, what's different after the COVID virus, after Obama, after all that? What's it look like to you now?
Well, I mean, if you really truly look at January 6th, what it was is it was exactly what 9/11 was, which was a false flag attack. And what a false flag attack is, it's when a government attacks itself under the guise of a different flag. So what the government did is they got all these Q people, all these right wing people to do an insurrection. And then they hire what is called agent provocateurs. And so like a few bad apples in the crowd to go break windows to kind of start the drama. They do this at the Black Lives Matter. They do it everywhere. It's just like their standard operating procedure. And so what they did is in 9/11 is they used 19 Saudi Arabian hijackers, and they told us that they flew planes into the building, you know, under the guise to start a never-ending war in the Middle East and literally just destabilize the whole Middle East. And that was perpetrated by people within our own government and people within Israel's government, because Israel had the most to gain from starting a never-ending war and destabilizing the 9 biggest Middle Eastern threats or Muslim threats. So you're looking at the same exact playbook when it comes to the January 6th incident. It's literally the same thing. It's actually disgusting because it's not even creative, because now what we're doing is they just saw this guy, he was a memer called Ricky Vaughn, and because he gave people false election information on what day to vote, they're charging him with a crime. So what I'm saying is they're just using us as the next Patriot Act 2.0, which the original Patriot Act was, they got warrantless search and seizure of our emails and of our phones. So now it's going to be the Patriot Act 2.0, and it'll be warrantless search and seizure of our cell phone, and it'll be able to see our text messages, so we're not congregating and organizing any sort of threat against the Capitol or the government in the future. So that's what they do. They attack ourselves under the guise of somebody else so we can demonize somebody. And that's exactly what I believe happened on January 6th and on 9/11, 2001.
Well, yeah, dude, I agree that this January 6th thing was a little different than what the media is portraying. And I think that that goes with a lot of the main events that really happened. You know, what scares me about the false flag idea is that there's different levels of these false flags, right? And when I think of false flags, I think like the Lusitania, the Gulf of Tonkin, Pearl Harbor, you know, obviously 9/11 is like our generation's big one, right? But there's these other false flags, like Handy Sook, we'll just say, right? Possibly the Aurora
That's
thing.
Usual.
Well, yeah,
oh,
but
Ryan, right, I just have to cut you off. Now I want to hear what you have to say, but now I know you're awake. All you have to do is hear that one thing. Now I know everything I need to know about you. Sorry, go ahead. It's just funny how in the truth of the world, all I need to hear is that. That's why I'm cutting you off, and now I know all I need to know about you. But go ahead. Yes, I want to hear.
Well,
your
that's the thing, dude. Is like. I'm not saying that the events that went on at old SH, I'm not saying that it didn't happen. I don't know. I wasn't there. I do know a lot of people that know other people that lost kids and things like this. But you can never really know for a fact, right? I'm not going all Alex Jones on everyone saying, like, we need to go and interrogate the families of these people. Because there's nothing worse than if you lose a child or you lose a family member and then you're getting interrogated, right? But we do know that crisis actors are a real thing. But what I was getting at was that there's different levels of these false flags. And when I think false flag, I think it's like a predecessor to war, right? Now, not always. Like I said, this Handy Sook thing and this Aurora thing, Columbine, these may be to promote an agenda. And usually in the United States, these agendas are to try and mess with the Second Amendment. But I'm curious if this false flag, which you and I think is a false flag, Brandon, I'm assuming you're kind of thinking like it was kind of like what the mainstream media was portraying.
Mainstream cuck, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's okay. We always need one of those, right? But the thing is, are we going into a war soon? Is this January 6th thing going to be like the predecessor to like a civil war or a revolutionary war, maybe a little column A, a little column B? Or is it just an attack on our rights? And you have the fucking squad, which I do not agree with anything that those bitches say, but they did say that we don't want to use these January 6th events to take rights away from Americans, much like 9/11. Now they're comparing the 9/11 because it's a bad Republican president, and George Bush was a horrible president, him and his son, you know, HWNW. But, you know, AOC and the squad, they are notorious for saying one thing and doing another. I don't know if you saw the article, Alex, where, you know, AOC is inviting National Guard members to come to her office on their breaks and then come and rest and have snacks and just chat with AOC. And some of the National Guard members took her up on that offer, and she was gone and her office was locked. So these people say these things that sound right and they sound good, but then I think in her socialist mind, she doesn't want to be pictured with these bad American troops. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I mean, they're so full of crap. These politicians, like, if you look into AOC, she, you know, into her documentary, she was literally casted to be in the position she was. Like, they were literally in her district. casting. But you said a very important thing. This is a false flag to start a war, and it's a war on us as citizens. And you know, I forget who wrote, but they wrote this, you know, this whole like essay about how you're more likely to be a victim of your own country's government than a foreign country's government. And when you look at the United States military, it's so big, and you can go back. I know this is a random callback, but there was a movie created by Alex Jones years ago called The Obama Deception. And at the mm-hmm. beginning of that movie, Obama describes creating like a people's army, literally like a different than the regular army. This is like a people's army. And I remember seeing that years ago, because I actually watched it recently again. I was like, why would they even need the people's army? Back then, I couldn't comprehend it. And now when you look at this snitch mentality that we're building right now, is we are starting a new war, dude. We're starting a new war that we're going to fight over social credits. And how you gain social credits is you're going to snitch on people. And so when you snitch on people, you'll be rewarded. So it's like, dude, I think we are starting a war, but it's not going to be a civil war like you think with guns in the street. Like that can only last 2 seconds. And then they got tanks, martial law. That's not going to work, but it's going to be like a culture or class war over social credits and good behavior. And like when you were in middle school or whatever, you had the hall pass and you had to have your hall monitor, and the hall monitor had extra, you know, got to go hang out in the hall during the day, whatever extra privilege he gained by being the hall monitor.
Yeah, that little twink.
And these monitors are going to get some minute. Look at a moderator and a chat board, how much hard work they do for no freaking, literally. You get nothing to gain from it, and people just spend their whole time moderating chat rooms. Imagine in the future people are going to moderate other people's lives for nothing, for absolutely nothing. Dude, they'll do it for fun. So that's a sad future that I think we're heading in. And this is a false flag done to hurry that up, speed that up.
Some 1984 shit, yeah.
Dude, and with the thing with the internet, it's going to be so easy to moderate a mass amount of people. And you said something about Obama, like when he was in college. Do you know that Obama was actually like a devout Republican until he was approached by the CIA to run for president? And he was like all about, you know, like the liberals are the real racists. And he was like literally saying this. It was in like one of what's that Indian dude that makes all the movies that are pro Trump?
Dinesh D'Souza?
Yes, Dinesh D'Souza. So he's sitting there. And
yes.
I'm not a huge fan of his, but this blew my mind when I saw this, because it falls right in line with a lot of other black Republicans like Martin Luther King, like Malcolm X, and these people that say that fascism is going to come in the form of liberalism, because liberals are like the fox versus the wolf. The wolf is big and scary, and he's going to fuck you up. And the fox is cunning. He's coming at you with a smile, and he's telling you that he loves you when he's taking your wallet out of your back pocket. When the fox is going to beat you up and then take your, the wolf is going to beat you up and then take your wallet. So what I find interesting is that all of these liberal scholars, one sitting to my left, I love him, he's a good guy, but we have these people that are very devout historians and they love looking into history. But for some reason, they think that democratic socialism is going to be different than true socialism, which is a step up to communism. And we're getting ourselves in a tough position where these people think that, you know, everyone other than themselves is going to be persecuted. Everyone other than, like, if you're falling in line with the state, you're going to be good. But there's that infamous poem, which I don't know the exact lines. I don't even know how to read barely. But the thing is, like, they're saying, like, they came for the Jews and I didn't say anything because I wasn't Jewish. Then they came for the white people and I didn't say anything because I wasn't white. And then they came for me and no one was around to stick up for me. You know what I mean? And this is where we're going. We're going down this path where everyone is pitted and rewarded, possibly through the social credit score, like you're saying, Alex. Everyone is rewarded for turning on their own family and their own friends. I saw this sad, sad article where there was a liberal kid, hardcore, like Antifa boy cuck, that his dad was old and he was like, his wish was to be buried in a nice coffin. He paid for the coffin. He wanted to be.
I just read this.
Dude, it's sad. And his dad was a Trump supporter.
No, sick. Go. No, tell the whole thing. Tell the whole thing. Sorry. It's very sad. It made me sick when I read this.
Like, the thing is, dude, like, you know, this old man, he dies. I don't know the entire story, but I know that this Trump supporter with a liberal kid, he dies. He wants to be buried in a coffin. He got his plot figured out. And his fucking kid you know, supporter of Biden, I guarantee, and Kamala Harris, instead of burying him like he wished, he had his father cremated, and he threw his father's ashes in the trash can, probably collected an inheritance from him. I mean, I know a lot of liberals that have conservative parents, and they just fucking hate their parents. And everything that these liberal kids have is because of their conservative parents. I'm not saying that's every liberal out there. I mean, Brandon, I know he's very liberal, but he's worked for all of the stuff that he has. Now, I'm not saying that there's one way or another, but if you have these people, and it's just like the fucking the Industrial Revolution of China, when these kids are getting, like, you know, drawn out to go against their parents and to denounce their parents and to accept the state as their rightful parents. And then we just, like, they get rewarded. You know what I mean? It's fucked up, dude. And, like, we're getting to this point where that is on the horizon. It's on the next step. We're not far away from Nazi Germany. And a good friend of ours, Ron, he's an older dude, very, very well researched in the Nazi, you know, fascism culture. That's true fascism right there. And he insists that we're in the Fourth Reich. And then you have Klaus Schwab saying we're in the Fourth Industrial Revolution. It all goes together. It all goes together. And we're going right there. But Brandon, if you want to read that poem, go for it, dude.
Yeah, so this is one of the, this is a German Lutheran pastor who wrote this, and it's featured in the Holocaust Museum. And I think it paints it, I try to slide in just a little bit of nuance whenever I can. It starts, "First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out. Because I was not a socialist. And then they came for the trade unionists. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me." A little bit of nuance, because socialism and left and right means some different things where it comes from and whence it comes from. But anyways, Alex.
Guys, this is the problem, though. Guys, I'm liberal, really, in my terms. Like, I don't really care if gays get married. But, guys, we're taking it too far. When you're saying that boys can choose to compete against girls if they feel like they were born, they don't have to compete against their biological sex anymore. That's where we're taking it too far. We're crossing a line. Boys shouldn't be able to say, oh, I'm a girl now, and get to beat every girl in track and field. That's not liberalism. That's something else. That's like satanic, occultic. What it is it's basically what they want to do in the idea of the new world order. They want us to be all one sex and one race. So they think it's so funny to trick us to have, like, transgender guys that become famous people that were born a boy and are actually, like, become a hot girl, right? Does that make sense? Like, let's say, I don't know if this is true, but I think Michelle Obama's a man, something like that. But see, no, that is what, that's part of,
boy, do we have a song for you.
Sounds crazy. Is they I know, but I'm saying this is part of some other agenda. This isn't part of socialism. This isn't part of, like, taking care of us. This isn't part of free Medicare, because a lot of that shit sounds okay. Why shouldn't we have some free basic healthcare? This is different than that stuff, because this shit could work. Because think about it. Of course, you're going to be able to create a social credit score when the only businesses that are allowed to stay open are Amazon and Walmart. Of course, they give us money. We're going to spend it at their stores anyway. It's just all going to be a cyclical anyway. So, of course, I believe communism, theoretically, because if humans are so downgraded, all we need is Netflix and porn and food to order that. We probably could have some sort of sick cycle where the people at Amazon just, you know, give us free money and we order from there. So it's not that. It's not like socialism. We're taking to, it's like getting, the problem's deeper. It's like a satanic, occultic thing where they're trying to keep us in a low vibrational state so that they can control us. It's more, they want to disconnect us from our soul and make us feel insignificant and literally make us feel like our lives are worthless. Like, I think the indoctrination is just so freaking deep. I mean, I hope I didn't go too far, but I'm just saying it's more than liberalism. It's something way more intense than that, in my opinion. Because, like I said, the left wing and the right wing are on the same freaking bird, you know? So we can sit here and we can fight. And I know you're not, you know, we're not doing identity politics, but that's the problem. Once we start identifying ourselves by our political party, we become bitch ass and we become wrong. That's the problem.
Well, dude, I agree with you for sure that it's not liberalism. There is some dark arts that's going on, but it's under the disguise of liberalism. Again, just like Malcolm X was saying, it's something dark that is hiding behind liberalism. Because, again, you can't take a conservative who is standing up for their country and they're saying, don't fucking tread on me, right? Like, that's the big flag that everyone, you know, associates with conservatism. But yeah, I agree with you, dude. You know, it's scary, and we are heading into some times that it's uncharted waters for us. But again, history repeats itself, and I mean, it's the same old song and dance that we're experiencing right now, just as younger people and more technology, so we're able to learn about it quicker, much like how Q is like Operation Trust, which, you know, it's a little suspicious that we find out about this when Q is basically done and gone. And then, like, where was this information about Operation Trust when Q started? You know what I mean? Like, we're just finding out now that Q is a little shady.
Yeah, the Operation Trust is a game plan they're using the Bolshevik Revolution. I mean, this is literally like a game plan of what you do is you just give them crumbs of information, and it's usually disinformation. And this is another thing with the Q thing. People admit that they say that disinformation is necessary. Well, just that caveat alone by saying that means anything they say to me is bullcrap. So it's like, I don't know. The psyop of Q makes me just kind of sick to my stomach because my mom's into Q. My mom still thinks that. And I kind of woke her up to Q, and now it's my nightmare, dude. It sucks.
She's texting you at like...
I got a dumb...
Yeah, texting you at like 2 in the morning, dude.
She's not dumb. She's smart.
You see this? And,
yeah, she's a very smart woman. She has her PhD, but she's reading all this stuff, and she's just, the thing is, there's so much context clues, I guess, like where you have to look in something and choose for yourself. This could mean this could mean that.
Yeah, you're not smart enough to see.
It's almost like the Bible. Yeah, well, it's like people just interpret it however they want to see. They say it said the lion laid with the wolf or whatever. Then, oh, that means Trump's coming back on March 17th because the numbers and the this. I mean, it's just it's a bunch of, guys, I'm a nut job. But even that shit is nuttier than a fruitcake. And that, you know what I mean? It's we're circumcising an ant at this point. We're going too far. we're going a little too far in the psyop. We all need to take a step back and get more a little base in reality and actually try to get a grasp on what's happening and not like Trump's here to save us, because Trump's not here to save us. He's never been our savior. He's been cool because he grabs by the pussy. He's cool because he's funny. He's cool because he's on The Apprentice. He's cool because, like, before he was a president, every talk show host, Howard Stern included, used to kiss his ass. So Trump's a cool dude. He was a cool dude before he was the president. But, I mean, he's not a fucking savior. It's just saving kids under alleys, you know, from child molesters. That's not what the case is.
Just to bring it back to 9/11 real quick, because I want to move on to the Q and the inauguration stuff. And I don't know if it's too vanilla here of a question, but I am interested in the specifics of this. So you mentioned disinformation. There's always with 9/11 truthers, there's always one straw that broke the camel's back. And I don't know if it's disinformation or otherwise, but is there one from each of you guys, one piece of evidence in particular that's like, okay, that fucking thing, if that happened, that this is not what they're saying it is? I don't know if that's too specific to ask for, but well, is there one of those?
No. Here, dude, let me go first, Brandon, because this is like, forget the story they tell you 19 guys with box cutters were able to fly these planes that, you know, they weren't even able to fly. And let's just say that they were Muslim terrorists. After the fact, they actually had the ability to live here. They had passports, they had visas, like, you know, they were set up to be here. But forget like all of the anomalies of Tower 7 falling down instantly, or Operation Northwoods that they planned to do this years in advance, fly planes into buildings. Forget all of that. I don't need all that. There's just one thing they tell us, dude, is that, you know, in Flight 93 in Shanksville, like turning into dust, there's nothing, you know. But this is what they tell us. They tell us that they found two passports from the planes that hit the Twin Towers, but they didn't find one black box, dude. They said they found two passports, bro. And they present that as real. And that's all I need. That's the most laughable bull. That's the one thing I was like, you're telling me you didn't find a black box, no recording, no Muhammad Atta, the ringleader being like, oh, jihadi, Allah, mm-hmm. Allah. No, it's nothing like that. But they got a fucking passport that's half burnt, like he was like, a guy was smoking a cigarette and left it on it. I mean, it's totally fine. I had one cigarette burn on it. I mean, the FBI's laughing with a lighter, like, oh, they're going to think this is real. They're going to think this is real. Oh my God, these fucking idiots are going to think this is real. And they just throw it on the ground, and the other FBI gets, he's like, oh my God, we got you passports. It's fucking insane. Excuse me. But I'd like to hear, Ryan, what was the one thing for you that just pissed you off and, you know, really knocked you upside the head?
Oh man, I mean, if you put a gun to my head and you told me to pick one thing about it, I would probably have my brain splattered behind me, because one thing, there's too many, dude. First of all, what's his name? Tim Osman, aka Osama bin Laden, was part of the CIA. You know what I mean? That alone should, you know, warrant some serious skepticism, and it does, rightfully so. The passports is a huge thing. Building 6 falling. Everyone knows about Building 7, but Building 6 fucking fell. Building 7 was controlled demolition, clearly. And on the news, they said that it fell before it actually fell. Kind of like Joe Biden's inauguration broadcasted live in Spain 10 hours before it actually happened. So, I mean, these are all questions that, dude, it's so hard to actually kind of like ask yourself why would the government actually want to do this? Even for someone like myself, it's hard to understand why they would want to do it. You know, we pay their salary, but they look at us like we're ants, like we're cattle. And it's scary, dude. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, you know, that was for me, as I didn't know the motive. But, dude, the motive now is so clear when you look at the Israeli art students living on the 93rd floor. And, like, I hate to be, I'm not anti-Israel, and I'm not anti, you know.
Brandon is.
But, dude, if you look at our United States military is basically a military police instead of the United Nations. In the Middle East, did they destabilize Syria? What we did to Muammar Gaddafi in Northern Africa, now in Libya, there's slave auctions. What we've done in Syria, what we've done to Iraq. I mean, we've killed millions of people. We've drone striked weddings, dude, people's weddings under the guise to protect us in Dallas, Texas from terrorism, dude. It's insane. And who benefits?
Well, marriage
that?
Never works.
Israel, they benefit the most. I'm saying that's all you got to see is when you see the benefits and it's like this never ending war. Why isn't it over, dude? We should be out of Afghanistan. Yet we're protecting the poppy fields. Still, we are still bringing the freaking heroin in from Afghanistan. So, and we did it with the Iran-Contra. You can watch the movie American Made, and you'll see about how Barry Seal worked for the CIA and flew in drugs from Nicaragua. So it's called the Cocaine Importing Agency, the CIA. It's all connected, and Afghanistan has a lot of oil and gas. It protects Israel, and we get drugs that we can sell and use those money in the black operations of our clandestine, anti-government agencies.
Well, yeah, you can watch American Dad and learn about Iran-Contra. You know what I mean? It's so blatantly in your face. And with, you know, these false flags, like, dude, everyone that was alive during 9/11 knows for a fact that there's something up with it. Even the hardest skeptic, there's something weird that happened that day, right? With NORAD standing down. And there's this classic thing where we're always, for some reason, when I say we, I mean like the government and the military, they're always doing like a live drill during these times of chaos, much like the San Bernardino false flag is another big one, where there's like a drill going on right down the street, or in this case, it was going on in Canada, or right on the northern border there. And, you know, NORAD was told to stand down because they were confused. They thought it was a drill. So whether it's incompetence, Jeffrey Epstein, when we have the guards falling asleep and we have the cameras falling. I watched a great documentary on Epstein on Hulu. It's incredible the amount of, quote, incompetence that went on. And, you know, these guards up there at the prison that Epstein was in. I forget the name. It's not Rikers. It's the other one in New York. But it was,
what is it? I know it's like the federal corrections, but that place is directly under Bill Barr's watch, supposedly the attorney general. And Bill Barr's dad is the one that hired Jeffrey Epstein at the Dalton Academy, where, you know, he got his first job. So it's weird. All this shit, excuse my language, is connected. Like, what? But the Hulu documentary, is that good? Cause the Netflix one, I couldn't watch. I've watched so many hours of Epstein. Like, I feel like I learned nothing new. Tell me about the Hulu one. Give me your review.
Oh, dude.
Ryan, rate the Hulu one for me.
The Hulu one, out of 5 stars, I give it like 4.8, dude. I mean, it was solid. The Netflix one, I can't stand Netflix. I canceled my Netflix subscription after Cuties. But, I mean, like, I give the Netflix one a 2 just because I can't stand Netflix. But, I mean, this Hulu one's good, dude. They talk about, I mean, they tie it in with Donald Trump really well. You know, and I'm a supporter of Donald Trump just because I thought that he was the only chance that the United States had in fighting globalism. But now I'm halfway considering that maybe Donald Trump was just another freaking pawn. You know what I mean? It's really hard to know because I don't know the man. I've seen him speak, and he seems like a fun kind of grandpa type guy, kind of like that crazy grandpa that everyone has, where he, you know, maybe he's a little racist. Maybe he says some things he shouldn't. He's a little fun. He lets you drink when you're a little underage. He's a cool guy. You know, just let him do his thing. But I'd rather have that than the grandpa that's trying to fuck my girlfriend, you know what I mean, which is Joe Biden. So I think that what we're getting at here with, trying to jump back to Epstein here, this dude was so entangled with everyone, and he ran a master, blackmail and bribery scheme where everyone was involved, and you just can't advance. So when we sit here and we think that Trump was not part of the system, are we crazy? I hope not. I hope that there's still something going on behind the scenes, because this inauguration was really shady. There's all kinds of anomalies going on in the video footage. The White House lights are off, apparently. Again, I'm not in Washington, D.C. I can't confirm firsthand, but there's so many things that we're seeing. And in this age of the internet, it's hard to know what's real and what's not, because there's master Photoshop people out there
they say they're using furniture from the Clinton administration inside his Oval Office, which is weird. Like, why are they using supposedly old furniture? Do we know that's true? I don't know, because how do I fact check? I don't know what the fucking furniture was in the Clinton administration was in there. They can show me an old picture, but I mean, anything can be photo. It's like this old dusty ass photo of the Clinton administration Oval Office, and then now it's like this new photo. So yes, what the fudge? Do we know what's going on? Guys, you'd be insane to not think something weird's going on in Washington, D.C. Something weird's going on.
There is.
I don't know, but something weird's going on.
For the Clinton furniture, you just look for the jizz stains. Just want to point that out. If it's a blue dress, there's got to be a blue satin couch there with a nice little white...
nice little red shoes.
Nice little spotted pattern there.
Well, dude, with the White House, there's a great video of... I don't know if you've heard of the production company called Castle Rock. They made a ton of movies... really huge production company, and they're tied to guess who? Steve Mnuchin. If you go to his fucking Wikipedia, you can see that Steve Mnuchin is a politician and a film producer. He's very heavily tied in with Castle Rock Productions. And in the Nixon movie that they made in the 90s, there is a very elaborate White House set. They have the East Wing, the West Wing, and the Oval Office. And the wallpaper is the same wallpaper that they use in these movies versus the Trump wallpaper and Obama wallpaper. It's like two tones of yellow, like a gold yellow and like a piss yellow, which it's like vertical stripes out the back window. There's like a beautiful empty scenery under Trump. But when Biden's there, it looks like there's military vehicles in the background of the window. There's so many anomalies, not to mention, I mean, is Joe Biden ambidextrous? Like, can he write with both hands? Because when he's signing these executive orders, sometimes it's with his right hand, sometimes it's with his left hand. If you want to check all 37 he signed in his first week, it's very interesting.
Wow.
You know what I mean? If you go back and you watch the videos go ahead.
Well, Ryan, what's the psyop between how they played it 10 hours earlier than in Spain or 7 hours earlier? Explain what you think. So do you think that was filmed before? Because I'd like to think that could be a possibility, because you're really dialed in. I'd like to hear your opinion. What do you think that was all about?
Can I ask first, because I want to be able to bring this up, Alex? Can we talk about coffee if it comes up?
For sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna invite him. He said that he might not be able to come on though, because he said that the FBI called him this morning. So
yeah, I know. I want to get coffee right on.
Now. I don't even know if he's.
I thought we were talking about coffee to drink.
For sure. No, I want to get coffee on. Yes. Yeah, no, I want to get coffee on ASAP, but go ahead.
Well, if we're going to ask random questions, I want to know if you're actually wearing pants or if you're just wearing the suit. Because if I was you, I would just be wearing the suit top. Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, I'm the suit top.
Well, that's one of my conspiracy theories that's gone. Oh, shorts. They're shorts. Okay.
Flip-flops. Am I flipping floppies?
Well, no, it looks great. But no, so as far as Spain goes, dude, I think it's very similar, again, to the 9/11 stuff, where it was kind of a fuck-up on someone's part. Maybe intentional, maybe unintentional. When they're saying that Building 7's down, and it's back behind the lady that's broadcasting it. I don't know if you remember that video, Alex. But then later, it's brought down in a nice little neat falling into its footprint demolition. Now, I don't know if Spain necessarily has a part in everything like Italy does. Like, as far as, you know, throwing the election, we've heard about like Leonardo, where the Italian government is essentially gone now. You know, just like Estonia, the Dutch government's falling. There's a lot of governments that are crumbling right now. Angela Merkel, is that her name? Angela Merkel, that of Germany, she's resigning this year. I mean, like, there's so much weird stuff going on, just like before COVID started when all these CEOs resigned, right?
I can't hear you.
What's that?
Did we dip out?
Are we there? Check, check, check.
We haven't changed anything.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you now. Sorry. Right. Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, I guess somebody donated $10 and the audio went bad. Thank you, 5x10. Sorry. Maybe when the donation, I guess, I don't know. I couldn't hear you in my headphones. Maybe because the other audio was playing. That might have been why. Okay, but
that's
sorry,
perfect.
What were you just saying? I was really interested.
No, it's perfect because I charge $10 as an appearance fee. So just go ahead and cash at me that $10, dude, and we'll be good. But
yeah,
no, so
I will.
I'm totally kidding, dude. You earned that $10 with those shorts. That's probably why you got the $10. You showed your calves. Those are nice,
that
dude.
That's probably why, dude. I got these calves. Look at you. See that? Oh,
he's flexing them, dude.
Hard work, ladies and gentlemen. You know, uh-huh,
that's walking up all those stairs. That's taking the stairs instead of the elevator,
yes,
right there. But okay, so what it is, though, what I was saying, I don't know if the Spanish government has as much to do with the election being thrown as the Italian government. You know, like the Leonardo satellite system that totally just took the votes for Trump and then gave them to Biden. Dude, Brandon, on the night of the election, you went to bed early because you were like, oh, you guys got this. Like, I'm going to bed. And then we wake up and all these mail-in votes come in directly from Germany, Frankfurt, Germany, China, and Leonardo, which is a satellite system. It's not a fucking, I mean, Lombardy sounds like Leonardo as far as like the regions of Italy, but there's something up to that. I don't necessarily know what Spain has to do and why they got the glitch, other than possibly a whistleblower type person that doesn't have the guts to come out and blow a whistle, but they do have the guts to act like they're incompetent and they made a mistake. You can't arrest someone for making a mistake, but you can fire them. So if this person, you can arrest a whistleblower. This is why we see, you know, Snowden, Assange, these people are, you know, not getting pardoned when Lil Wayne and Kodak Black, Tiger King almost got a pardon. But, you know, it's just interesting.
He should have.
Well, I don't think so. He had a limo waiting outside, like a smug little fucking yeah, dude. There's something off with that dude too. I think he's probably FBI or something.
Dude, but they say that they got him for euthanizing 5 tigers, dude. I mean, he runs an illegal zoo. Sometimes you have to. And I'm an animal lover. I don't even eat meat. I'm just saying, give Tiger King a break. I'm in the bail bond business. I know he might be a creep, pervert, drug addict. But I think he's in jail for on unfair terms, if you really look at his case. But I could be wrong, but I believe from what I've seen that it's for the euthanization of 5 illegal burials of tigers. And these tigers are big motherfuckers. When they're not babies, they kill them. Is that good? No, it's disgusting. It's sick. I have cats. I hate that. But should a guy go to jail for like 10 years or whatever? I don't know. I don't know if that's...
I think threatening to kill Carol Baskin, even though we know she did it, that didn't look good either. You know, if I was sitting here just like screaming at the camera that I wanted to shoot someone.
No, but that's a stick! That's a stick! That's all shtick.
It was a
there.
Big stick.
I mean, I guess he.
That was all.
It was pretty bad, but I mean,
that was all he did for a little bit, man.
He He was America's sweetheart for like 3 weeks. He was like the talk of the town, dude.
Can we move on a little bit to inauguration day?
He's what we deserve.
I did like his campaign videos, to be honest. But
that's my last. Let me just say this. Sadly, that's my last point. America is so fucked up. That's what we deserve is a methed out guy that runs an illegal zoo with tigers, where his own employees are getting their arms ripped off. And those are the guys that we idolize and worship, because America is so sick. Like, we all just want to worship a guy that has like herpes and chlamydia, and that's giving, you know, all of his employees blowjobs as payments. That's what we really truly deserve as Americans.
That was at the beginning of the lockdown. Also, everyone was craving entertainment.
Also, in the middle of what is it? Idiocracy.
Idiocracy. Yeah, well, that's a good podcast, but yeah, Idiocracy.
Yeah. So, can we move on to the inauguration, guys? Because Alex, in the last few weeks, I think the last week or so, I've heard you have a few guests on, specifically Luke Coffey, right? Who is now, his face was featured in an FBI wants to talk to this guy kind of thing. There's some ambivalence, I think, about whether he's wanted, quote unquote, or not wanted. I think he squashed that. And I believe you talked about him actually talking to the FBI about giving some information. But you and a few other of the conspiracy theory podcast community are looking at the same evidence. I've verified this, talking about the fact that you're looking at the same evidence, but come away with very, very different perspectives. Obviously, you know, you've talked about it very well on your podcast about perspective. I am always harping about perspective, about postmodernism, the postmodern overlay that upon which we should throw history and stuff like this. If we're going to really look back in history and pull apart, okay, who was winning here? Who was losing here? What does this look like? Because I by the way, do you want any coffee or an energy drink?
I got White Claws, and that has a little bit of tired. Cocaine in there.
I was just
sure.
Wondering if you were tired from being wrong about it.
No, I am, dude. You know, I don't think I'm wrong. I think exactly what I think. Well, and I think that I think the truth in 2021 is buried. And this is what is so dangerous about, you know, tying back to fascism and all that shit, is that people like you think that you're right. You know what I mean? Because the government's telling you that you're right.
I really do want to get to the specifics of this. So is Joe Biden the president? Because if you see the Cope compilations online,
not my president.
There's a whole bunch of things that say he is not, because he wasn't signed in at 12 p.m. on the dot, because
Kamala was sworn in first.
It was shown in Spain, all these things. You know that I don't think that there's any. So from your guys' perspective, is he... For a majority, not for a majority of Americans, right? Is he the president?
No.
Okay.
I don't think we have a president right now.
I'll go first.
Yeah.
Dude, 100%. I hate to admit it. I love Trump. Trump daddy. I fell in love with Trump. I fell in love with Melania's sweet ass and those sweet tits. But dude, only is Joe Biden our president, but Kamala Harris is on deck, dude. She is in the batter's box, and she is about to be up to bat any minute. If you can't see that they want to put an interracial woman married to a white guy with a stepdad, that just, I mean, it locked a lot of black people up. Of Kamala Harris it furthers their agenda more than anybody. And she's going to be, it's going to be like when Madea goes to the White House, and it's going to be beautiful. And everything's going to collapse. And she's going to say, well, I inherited this, and this is hard. It's hard being a black woman running the country. Poor me. Woe me. My family, we were just on the plantation. We're not used to running the plantation now. It's hard for me, old sweet Kamala.
Dude, it's true.
And we're going to say, aw, poor honey bunny.
That's a lot of woman, too. You know, and I don't understand why they didn't put in Tulsi. You know, Tulsi is the one that threw her ass out. But I think that Tulsi is too moderate. She's too logical. And I think that it would have been very interesting
I think Tulsi might be. I'm not into all the trans stuff. The trans stuff, it gets me going. But if anybody's a boy, you look at Tulsi Gabbard. She looks like a Navajo. She looks like Jim Thorpe.
Yeah, she's Samoan.
Like, you know, do you remember hearing about Jim Thorpe? I know. Well, Jim Thorpe was like the best football player ever. He was an original track star, cornerback.
Native American. He's from here.
Now, I'm just saying, but Jim Thorpe was the original Bo Jackson, dude. He was like this Cherokee. I'm telling you, Tulsi has... Tulsi has those eyes. And I love Tulsi. I think she's great. She's actually a moderate, you know.
Well, you should call her a he if you think it's a he. That's kind of a side.
I don't know what she is, but I don't know if I'd lay down with her. I don't know. I don't know if I'd get freaky deaky. I don't know if I'd pull the G-string down and then I'd see the duct tape and I might be like, but I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know if you're going to get hit in the face with a big old thing.
Well, then how about in the context of, I think your stream might have been about a week ago, maybe a little bit more, with Luke Coffey. So specifically about him. There's a whole bunch of QAnon, we feel faithful kinds of things. There's a part specifically where he was like, listen, I don't have any evidence for what I believe. And then I think the other guest who was there, she was like, I don't have any evidence that the election was actually illegally stolen. I really, really don't. I just believe it. I know what that faith feels like. I am brought up in a fundamental Christian household, and I now walk around believing very close to the exact opposite of what was being said about having your faith. And don't worry about what the world says. You are not meant to be of the world. You are meant to be in the world. I just don't see the cures being in the world, and they are at the same time very, very much of the world. Alex, is this... Is there any way to make the Q crowd look good after this? Or do you, I mean, what's his name? David Icke was just talking, just had an article, maybe a video post about how Q, the whole thing was an entire psyop. That's a little bit too far for me, obviously, because I think a psyop is anything that you guys can't quite understand or explain adequately enough to work with what your ideas of the world are. But what does Q look like now these days, man? Especially with Coffee.
Well, I think that's a fair thing. And like, you know, I look at Q and it's like the right, it did radicalize people. Cause you're right. You're like, you know, what evidence do I have? Well, I have these leaked emails where Hillary's talking about sacrificing and like all this coded language talking about pizza and pasta. And is that enough evidence to like convict somebody in court? Well, no, because like, if she was guilty of this, why didn't, you know, Trump put her in jail? So like, I think the Q was to string people along, you know. Sadly, I do believe there's sinister things happening behind the scenes, but it's like, you look at a guy like Dennis Hastert, who used to be the Speaker of the House, who went to jail for pedophilia, and that gets covered up, and he was, you know, on the Republican side. So I'm just saying, you know, there is freaky deaky stuff going on. So Q, some of the stuff and the stuff they're coming, the ideas are coming out of, are based in reality. Now it gets skewed and you think JFK Jr. is coming out to save you. And that's where, you know, it takes a little bit of a bad turn and makes everybody look bad. But all this stuff is meant to make you look bad. The idea of a conspiracy theorist was a term created by the CIA during the JFK investigation to demoralize people that were looking past the official story. So, I mean, it's the same thing with Q. This was a trap and people fell into it because all these people, like you said, you're born a fundamental Christian, like Coffee Man. Dude, they believe they're on a journey from God. They're it's like the movie Blues Brothers, you know, when they're like, we're on a journey from God. We're on a journey from God. And it's not a fake journey from God. And I can't connect, I can't tell people they're not having a spiritual journey with God, because I believe we're all spiritual beings having our own personal spiritual journey. So I'm not going to say, hey, Coffee Man, your religion's bullshit. But I think that's where the psyop got jacked, is they intermingled somehow. Donald Trump became a Christian savior. And Donald Trump, if you look at Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, is works for Israel. So, I mean, unless he's one of those Jewish Jesus guys, he's not your Christian savior, unfortunately, even though I love Trump.
He does say that it's his the Bible is his favorite book. I don't know if you heard the joke, 2 Corinthians walking into a bar here, but
well, and that's the thing, dude, like about Kushner. Have you heard like the building that he bought on Park Avenue for like double the price?
666. Yeah. 666 Park Avenue, and they paid double the price for it, and
he looks like the Omen too.
You tell me, right?
Yeah, dude. No, he's a sketchy dude, and I think that it's scary. You know, gun to head though, who is Q? You got 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, dead.
Michael Flynn or Steve Pachecznik or Lynn Wood. Lynn Wood probably, or somebody like that. I mean,
I think Pachecznik
is connected to it, but you think Pachecznik is it is him? But do you think it's one person? I think it's probably multiple people or something. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's the CIA, dude. I wouldn't be surprised if it's somebody within our own government in the military LARPing. You know, I think it could be 100% some sort of military controlled thing.
My favorite thing was if it was Baron Trump, I thought that that would have been fascinating. You know what I mean? If we ended up finding out that it was Baron, because Baron, you know, he's autistic. You know, he's not 100% normal.
Is that true? Is Baron actually autistic? People say that in the media. Is that slander or is that an actual diagnosis?
Well, the thing is,
10 feet tall. He kind of looks like he's a badass.
Well, I mean, autistic people aren't always dumb. You know, they're oftentimes very, very intelligent in weird ways. And the way that Q talks kind of seems autistic. You know, it seems very weird. It's a lot of repeating. It's a lot of arbitrary information. And I'm not saying being autistic is a bad thing. I've been accused of being autistic because sometimes I just wake up and I'm singing a song. A lot of my friends think that I'm like a high functioning autistic. I'm not, for the record. I've never been diagnosed, but if I was, I would embrace it. I bet you autistic people got big dicks, dude. So I fit right in there. But the thing is, dude, I am a little concerned with the way that society is drifting. And it's not just in the conspiracy realm. It's everyone, dude. So many people are connected to technology and their phones, and they want the easy way out of everything. And I think that the government does a really good way, or I should say that the government has a great way of, you know, perpetrating this idea of easy come, easy go type logic, where if you just conform, you're going to get what you want in the long run or even in the short term. So don't argue with us. Don't fight about anything. We won't have to pull any of these false flags. I don't know if you heard the theory where Hillary Clinton was supposed to win and continue Obama's legacy. There was going to be a major, like a nuclear bomb dropped in a major city. And this would bring us into war with Russia. China would come to our aid. They would basically be our military, which allegedly Joe Biden's highest member of the Pentagon wants to actually do. They want to disband the military and they want to get China to protect the United States, which it sounds like clown world. It sounds like Idiocracy, having someone that's a bully throughout the entire world protect us. You know, it's scary, dude. Like, what do you think about that? Have you heard about that stuff?
Dude, are you kidding? That's exactly what they want. See, after 9/11, going back to 9/11, Israel uses the technology that the government uses to have a backdoor to all of our phone calls and emails. So what China wants is, of course they want, they are already doing the social credit score with the cameras, with the mass surveillance. They already have it in place. And the reason why they're pushing it is so that they can sell it to us, because they want a backdoor on, they want that to be able to, just like our stupid webcam in your house, they want to have a backdoor to that to be able to see you, be able to watch you live. And China is going to give us that infrastructure cheap. You know, it's the same reason they're working with Google, just so they have backdoors into all of our infrastructure. And it's so obvious. And Joe Biden is a shill for China, no doubt about it. I'm sorry, I'm yelling, but it's just like so obvious that these people are globalists. They're not America first. They're shutting down jobs for the Keystone Oil Pipeline. They want to take money and food off your plate and give it to somebody in bumfuck, you know, wherever the fuckville. That's what's going on. It's a globalist idea. It's not a Texan. It's not a California. It's not an American. It's not even a freaking Puerto Rico. At least if he's giving this shit to Puerto Rico, you know, it'd help us if we ever went on vacation there. No, this stuff is going to, you know, places and countries that we will never benefit from. And that's done because it's America last, bro. And it's China. It's going to have the infrastructure and they're going to be able to watch us and they're going to love it. They love that. They're the ones that are trying to create the civil war that we're currently having. They're the ones that push all the George Floyd BLM stuff. China is, and China and Israel are two biggest adversaries, and they have a lot of control over the United States of America.
Israel is an interesting adversary because I think that they kind of are like our daddy. You know what I mean? Like, we have to just do whatever they want. Like, supposedly we're in talks with Iran right now under Biden. If you want to believe that we're under Biden right now. That if Israel's going to start a war with Iran if we allow them to continue their nuclear program. And if that's the case, I mean, do we need to go to war with Israel so that they can, you know, kind of check themselves? that goes against everything I stand for. I feel like they're our only ally in that area, our only true ally. But are they? You know what I mean? It seems like there's something that's going on. It's like a dysfunctional relationship where, like, if you're a woman, you have a husband that beats the crap out of you every night, and you still are loyal to him because you don't know where else you can go. So I think that instead of just bowing to them, we need to figure something out. You know what I mean? Instead of just, you know, doing everything that they demand of us. It's scary, dude. It really is a scary thing.
And I'm one who believes that advocacy, us just talking around, I mean, we're having a fun conversation here, obviously, but I am a little bit more interested in how the tread, you know, how the treads hit the road here. I think a very, very big hurdle to that will be making sure that we get the right information. I think, you know, Alex, you've talked about how, you know, at the end of the, and Ron does this quite a bit too, where he's like, you know, at the end of the day, I really don't know. I wasn't there. I can't verify any of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to talk about, Alex, do you, I want to talk about you know, absolute knowledge, absolute truth. Cause I think that's a little bit of a red herring, but is there some source these days from which you are pulling, you think, the most accurate information? Because I'm watching, you know, panels with Frank Luntz, this great you know, sociologist, I suppose you would call him, because of all of his panel studies, talking to Trump supporters just before the inauguration and then right after, and then a group of mixed people. I don't, you know, they get their information from disparate places. They say now that Fox is not the place to go.
Yeah.
Aside from, I mean, we I know we pick a lot of our information.
This is it. I got the answer. Yeah. No, yeah. Brandon, let me cut you off. This is all you have to do. This is where all you have to do is get your information. All you have to do is you watch Fox News, you watch ABC News, you watch CBS, you watch all the mainstream news, and whatever the fuck they tell you, you do the exact opposite.
That's how I am with Fauci.
Thank you, doctor.
That's to say, you listen to them exactly word for word, whatever they tell. If they tell you wear three masks and you don't put on a fucking mask, if they tell you they need an anal swab, then that is bullshit. You don't need an anal swab.
Well, that sounds fun.
Mainstream media says, is George Stephanopoulos, if they tell you what the sky is blue, you better go outside and go check. But you do the opposite. That is where, that's all, the only place you got to get your information. Whatever they tell you to do, if they say go left, you fucking start sprinting right as fast as possible. That's where you get your
information. No, I agree, dude. Obviously, I think that you and I kind of see a little more eye to eye than, you know, me and my co-host here. But that is what kind of makes our show a little different. I think that argument is crucial if it's healthy argument, right? If you learn something about it.
Human conversation is all we have at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, yeah, dude. And then, like, at the end of the day, too, I know that I'm speaking with a real person here with Alex, and then I'm speaking with a real person with Brandon. You guys may have polar opposite ideas about probably just about everything, but I know that you don't have some hidden agenda. I mean, you know, that suit looks nice, so maybe you do, Alex. I'm not sure, but I know that, you know, Brandon, I'm in his house here. You know, we have, you know, we were raised as brothers, yet we kind of grew to see the world in opposite ways, right? So you have to be able to talk to people like you grew up with them. You shouldn't want to come to fucking blows with somebody because you disagree over who should be president, or if Epstein killed himself, or if 9/11 was brought down by Saudi Arabians, even though we went to war with Iran and Iraq and, you know, Pakistan, Afghanistan, all these other countries, everywhere but Saudi Arabia, because let's be real, we got a good oil thing going there with Saudi Arabia, and Dubai's right around there, so let's just keep it cool because that's a very nice place. But, you know, it's a weird world. We should have named our podcast
Weird
World.
Hey, but let me cut you off, Ryan. Ryan, the oil and gas thing's bullshit, dude. We have enough oil and gas in our own country, dude. As a matter of fact, you remember when there was a time when they were giving away the gas and we couldn't even afford to store it, that it was actually costing them money to store it? So I agree that we're over there fighting for resources, but dude, the fact that we're short on oil, dude, that's a lie. We don't.
But this wasn't
much of it. We couldn't even store. We didn't have enough cars to put it in.
Yeah, not during the time of 9/11, not in 2001. We didn't know that we had all this oil. The public didn't know that we had all this oil back in 2001, unless I'm completely wrong about that. But we didn't know about this until recently, if I'm not mistaken. Correct?
You're talking about the oil reserves.
The public. No, the public didn't.
But
Hold on one second, Alex.
You have to know this, dude.
We're working with a delay here. This is a little awkward at this time. But what I'm saying is that back in 2001, the public didn't realize that the United States is sitting on this vast amount of oil. Am I wrong?
I really don't know about that. I would definitely throw my hat in there to say that's correct about Venezuela, though. So.
Okay, yeah, true. Alex, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, all I know is the oil and gas. This is the oil and gas business. All I know is this is the Rockefellers at the Geneva Convention. They paid a scientist to say that it's, you know, these are old dinosaur bones because they want to create scarcity. So the fact in 2001 we had limited information, they told us that, you know, obviously you didn't know that Alaska, we didn't have this pipeline. Yes, I'm sure we had access to less oil. But, dude, these oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico have never ran out of oil. That's never – I grew up in Dallas, Texas. All my Houston friends they're all – Houston is a bunch of rich people because the oil and gas industry pumps up that city. That's why it's such a powerful city. That's real. That's been going on since I was a little kid and growing up in Texas, an oil and gas city. I know the oil and gas is real. And it's just – dude, they want to create a scarcity with everything. It's like the same with your cocaine dealer. It's the same thing. They got to make a scarcity to drive up the price. It's just – I think it's like simple economics. Diamonds. Dude, the diamonds are the biggest scam. You guys, look at the diamonds. I like that you bring diamonds up.
Because the
engagement ring was created by De Beers. People didn't even used to give a fancy engagement ring, but De Beers had an excess of diamonds, and they created the narrative that's how you got to ask your wife. You need to give her a fancy diamond. So you are woke. You guys look into De Beers and diamonds.
Oh, I already know about De Beers.
We've done
dude.
That. I've seen the Pebble and the Penguin, all that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. We don't fuck around over here. But you know, I mean, I don't know how much longer we want to go here. I think that we see a lot of the world in a similar way. You and I do, Alex. But again, this is what's cool about this whole thing. This is why we got into podcasting and to conspiracy together, is because we don't agree on just about anything. We agree, probably the one thing that we do agree on, Brandon, let me know, is that we want the world to be a better place. We just have different ways that we want to get there. You know what I mean? Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, I mean, definitely. I have a whole bunch of vanilla liberal pussy shit to say about kumbaya stuff, but I think the listeners know that, and I think you know, half of my role here is I think to at least humanize the caricature that the left is painting of you guys, and I think conversations like this do a great job. So was there anything else that you wanted to hit, Alex, before we got out of here?
No, I really enjoyed it. You guys got to call in and come on my show again, or we can talk longer. Because, you know, I want everybody that's watching this on my stream, guys, you know, this is the Dangerous World podcast. If you guys search it, literally 10 different things, 10 different ways to watch it comes up on Google. So you guys do aggregate to the top of that. I want to say thank you for having me on, dude. I really appreciate it, getting here to, even though we don't all have the same views, I'm happy to come and talk and share my opinions. And you know, Brandon, I think you're right. At the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We all want everybody to be happy. And, you know, socialism maybe might make us happy with a universal basic income and everybody snitching on each other. As long as you just stay in your apartment and don't do anything, you'll probably be okay in the future.
Safest place to live is in a prison, man. No, but it is.
Tell that to Jeffrey Epstein, Brandon.
Exactly.
It is a dangerous world out there. Thank you for joining us, Ian and Alex. We really appreciate you coming on, man. We're definitely going to hit you up for more episodes going forward, more streaming. Got to get at you with this technology here, man. I love the free stream stuff. So definitely make that happen, Ryan.
For our listeners, Alex, where can they find you and all of your great work? I did post one of your skits, I believe, quite a while ago before I actually knew who you were. I thought that you were a real medical worker in a serious crisis when you were really upset about all the death and despair going on in COVID during the COVID.
Okay, wait. No, now I got to do more crisis actor videos. Wow, that makes me feel so good. You're the first person to tell me they thought that was real.
Because
I thought it was real at the time, but like this is after the fact. Makes me feel so good. I'm going to do a video tomorrow as a fake crisis actor.
Well, now that's the thing, is like now I realize how fucking insane it was, but we see this from people. We see people acting like that because like this Dr. Cat chick on TikTok, she's like this hot ass young doctor. I don't even know if she's a real doctor, but she's on there and she's talking about this stuff. And clearly her next step is OnlyFans. And I thought that like what you were doing was legitimately like some little beta dude that was just getting off work, had a tough day, had to shove a ventilator down someone's throat, and he was really upset about it. And I was like, look at this motherfucker. I hope I can beat his ass one day.
Dude,
and then I get to talk to you here. So I'm glad that, like, you know, it was fake. It gives me a little bit of hope in humanity. And you actually made me really laugh my ass off. But it was more of a hateful laugh. And now that I realize that it was fake, I'm like, oh, this dude's the shit. Dude, so thank you for that.
My favorite dude was the face mask one. Where you went into Target.
Yeah, the Batman.
Then, yeah. He's like, whoa, I got like his Robin mask on. What's going on? He's a face mask. Yeah, dude. Yeah, you plug your shit. Where can you guys find? Where can our listeners find more of your stuff, man?
No, that. Dude, and that's the viral one, the mask. You guys just look on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Instagram, literally every single outlet, DLive, you can follow Conspiracy Castle. And then guys, you know, Twitter and Instagram, if you guys want to like directly message me, I answer all my messages on Instagram or Twitter. So if you guys want to make fun of me or hate on me, but dude, I had a pleasure to come on. We got to do some mask videos, but now you inspired me. Tomorrow I'm doing one with Joe Biden. I'm going to cry like Joe Biden's my president. I'm going to do it somewhere public, really emotional. And I'm just going to be bawling, crying, so happy about Joe Biden. So
you should.
Everybody there, you'll see it tomorrow. I'm going to be crying. Biden! I'm going to just freak out. I'm so happy that Joe Biden is our president.
What you should do is you should talk about how proud you are of Kamala Harris. That'll be better.
That's what I'll do. Yes, that is that. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something with Kamala. You're going to see a crisis actor video, Robbie Parker style, Flandy look, style elementary. So you guys
like finally now Americans can buy samosas without having to be discriminated against.
Yeah, I think that'll be dope, dude. But no, I appreciate
it. It's gonna be beautiful.
We're getting into some music ourselves. Maybe you can be in one of our music videos someday too. We're gonna set the Hot Billboard 100 on fire. So we'll see what's happening, ma'am. But thank you for jumping on our show. Conspiracy Castle, Alex Stein. Can't thank you enough,
all
man.
The time, at the grind. Other rhymes.
99, 69, 89,
109. Rhyme time, 99, Alex Stein, on the grind all the time. And I want to be in the music video, but only if you guys allow nudity, because I'm trying to transition my own OnlyFans. I'm doing my own little OnlyFans thing now. So I have to admit, guys, that is what I'm here to do, guys. So if you guys want to pay $3, you can see my b-hole, and it's onlyfans.com. So for
$3, $1 per inch.
That's a joke.
Is what I'm hearing here. Dollar per inch.
Yeah.
And thank you, Alex.
Well, peace.
Take care, man.